You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And we're taking a look at some developments out of the city of Johannesburg. They announced that they would be looking to offer struggling residents some relief in the form of reduced amounts on the excess or reduced bills on what you owe them. I'm joined on the line by media and PR specialist at the City of Joburg, Nkosana Lekojolo, to take a look at this. Good evening, Nkosana. Thanks so much for taking the time. Tell us about the discounts that are being offered and the rationale from the City of Joburg's perspective as to why this is being put on the table.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you. And let me greet you and your listeners. Thank you for this opportunity. Well, on the onset, the city, I mean, we know, I'm sure by now that the city, we are owed a lot of money in terms of the municipal services. I mean, I think our debt is a known factor that we are owed more than a growing 52 billion by both residents and businesses. So to give a background to this is that the city has realized that I think we've got a lot of struggling households and our residential customers as well. So we had taken a look at them as well and really had to devise some means to just, you know, to find out how can we intervene as a city to make sure that they continue to pay us on a regular basis, on a monthly basis. So part of the strategy was to say, let us give them some relief and make sure that we provide services and they're able to offer something in return to the city in the form of payment for their services. So we had to give them and say, previously we used to require our residential customers to pay a 30% deposit when they have to enter into a payment arrangement with them. So now we're saying reducing that to 10%, to say pay 10% deposit as Jimmy. For instance, let's say you owe us about 100,000, you know, as part of your total debt to the city. You are saying pay about 10,000 and let's get into arrangement with you and let's restructure your debt and look at the payment arrangement that will benefit us, the city, and you going forward. So that's a brief background to describe this.
Nkosana, now obviously in offering this relief to customers, they would have a lot of queries and questions around that. Can you just shed some light around where customers can go to understand this and query this and how long this relief is in place for?
Well, the relief is in place from today, Jimmy, until the 31st of May 2024. So that's given that window period. So we add all the residential customers. When you talk about residential customers, you're talking about those customers who own your residential houses. I mean, your standalone, those who are staying estate as well, or you know, whether you are in township or in suburbs. So we're adding them to come forward to so they're welcome to come and approach us in all our customer service centers. The city has got customer service centers across all its regions, from Soweto to Sandton to Midrand. So we've got our offices open for them. So no question asked, they can just come present themselves. We look at obviously their financials. They have to argue their case and say, I've lost a job or my salary has been reduced. I'm not able to pay this. And the city really listen to your case and we look at restructuring your debt. So yeah, they are welcome to come to any of our customer service centers.
Nkosan, are we expecting to see this sort of relief ongoing beyond the end of May deadline that's currently in place? Is this something that you're looking at maybe doing on a periodic time frame? Or is for now, is it saying, let's get through this first wave and then we'll deal with it afterwards?
Yeah, for now, we're looking at it from like I said, from the 22nd of April, which is today, until the 1st of May. We are looking at that. Let's assess and see. And just to tell your listeners as well, I mean, there's not just one measure. I mean, that we are giving. Your listeners will be aware of other interventions that city gives, such as our famous pensioners rebates. We do offer that as well. The indigents as well, the ESP as well. So this is one of but measures that we provide to our customers. So for now, we're looking at this way from now until the 1st of May.
Nkosan, how much of this is going to impact COJ? And I ask this because we recently saw in the budget speech at the start of this year that municipalities owed National Treasury and Treasury had to then go and write that debt off. And you also alluded to the fact that there's about 52 billion rand that's owed to the City of Johannesburg at this stage. In not recovering these debts, how does this affect COJ's profitability, number one, given that you're now writing off essentially 90% of it? And number two, how much does COJ still owe Treasury?
Look, Jimmy, I think for the city, for us, it's not a big trends mesh as well. I mean, that 52 billion, it doesn't comprise of only residential customers. It's a mix of customers, including big business, which owes a lot of, you know, being big business because they consume a lot of electricity and water, and other big organizations such as government as well. But for us, we're looking at a bigger picture. And again, we're not writing off totally this amount. We're just saying to you, we are giving a reduction in terms of the deposit that you need to pay. So for us, the bigger picture to say, we keep you as Jimmy because you understand that you're a resident of Johannesburg. You are in with us for a bigger a long haul. You've invested your money into buying your property, your house. So for us, it's to keep you for a longer period to say, let's come in with us, partner with the city, and let's give you a longer term and pay a reduced amount for a very long time. We are extending the debt that you have. We are restructuring, simply restructuring your debt to give you relief, because we understand that the economic situation, people, the household income has reduced because of our economy is not doing well. So we are, you know, in for a big haul with our residents. That's why we want to partner with them and say, don't run away from us as the city. As you know that, I mean, we still have other aggressive grid control campaign, especially for those who are running away from us. I mean, you'll have seen some of our statements to say we are after those who have simply run away from us, who are not taking calls from the city, haven't paid us for a very long time, to a point where we want to blacklist them as well. But for this, these are the residents that are continue to pay us, but you realize that they're struggling. So we want to bring them on board and say, be with us, you know, let's see how much you can pay. So for us, we've already identified this customer. It's not a big strength, you know, a train smash to our finances.
Nkosana, you mentioned that this is for households and residential properties or residential households at the moment. Does that then mean, one, it doesn't apply to businesses, and number two, how do we then treat the likes of body corporates and body corporates that then apply for this? Are they allowed to apply for this as the body corporate of this and this a complex or of this and this a community? Does it then apply to them, or is it just individual households?
It applies, good question. It applies to even body corporates, because to remember, people who are staying in body corporate, they are essentially, they've bought into the units there. So they are residents, they own residential units there. So it applies to all body corporate complexes as well, and freestanding household doesn't include business. I mean, if you are in a body corporate, there's a business happening there within that complex, whether it's a restaurant, it won't apply to you because you're running a business and you're making a profit. It strictly applies to households, which are called residential areas.
Well, thank you very much for those insights, Nkosana. That's Nkosana Lekotjolo, who is the media and PR specialist at the City of Johannesburg, taking us through the latest municipal discounts being offered to residents of COJ.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.